This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping is back in Beijing after his groundbreaking trip to Singapore and Vietnam. The trip itself has been capped off by the historic meeting on Saturday between Xi Jinping and Taiwan leader Ma Ying-jeou, the first meeting between the leaders of the mainland and Taiwan since the end of the Civil War in 1949. Ahead of that, Xi Jinping also took part in a series of activities to mark the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and Singapore. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says Xi Jinping's time in Singapore and Vietnam has also helped create a new consensus on bilateral and regional cooperation between China and Southeast Asian nations. As part of his time in Vietnam, Xi Jinping was able to address Vietnamese lawmakers in the country's National Assembly and help mark the 65th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries. A number of agreements connected to the Beibu Gulf were also signed as part of his time in Hanoi, including issues connected to sea border demarcation and possible joint exploration of resources in the area. China's top political advisory body's plenum has decided to hold a series of events to mark the 150th anniversary of the birth of Sun Yat-sen next year, anniversary itself falling on November 12th of 2016. The event aims to honor Sun's contribution to national independence, social advancement, and people's happiness. Authorities also say they're designing it to consolidate unity among Chinese people and the Patriotic United Front, safeguard cross-strait peace, and jointly advance peaceful reunification. Forecasters in China are warning the heavy snow that has swept across many parts of northern China will continue to fall in the northeast until at least Wednesday. Inner Mongolia is expected to see snow and sleet in the coming days, while parts of Heilongjiang and Jilin are expecting heavy snowfall. At the same time, forecasters are warning of heavy showers and possible flooding in Guangxi and other parts of southern China on Tuesday. Storm system moving into the area also expected to drop temperatures by as much as 10 degrees in certain parts of the south. Voting in Myanmar's election has come to an end, with no major voting issues being recorded. Myanmar's Election Commission says it plans to release the election results starting this Monday on a stage-by-stage basis. It's the country's second general election since Myanmar's military handed control of the country's political process to the public in 2011. More than 6,000 candidates are competing for over 1,000 seats at three different levels of government. This year's election pitting the ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party, led by President Thein Sein, against the opposition National League for Democracy, headed by Aung San Suu Kyi. The death toll from the deadly nightclub fire in Romania's capital Bucharest a week ago has risen to 44 on Sunday. A dozen of the victims have died over the past 24 hours. Around 100 others injured in the fire, many of them young teenagers, are still in hospital, with around half listed in either serious or critical condition. NATO and Romanian military aircraft are being tasked with transporting the more seriously injured for treatment abroad. The nightclub fire sparking a political crisis in the country, forcing the country's prime minister to resign this past week. It's being reported 6 Taliban militants have been killed and 15 others wounded after failed attacks on security checkpoints in Afghanistan's eastern province of Kunar. Local authorities say sporadic clashes continued for hours in the region bordering Pakistan. Officials say only one member of the Afghan security forces was slightly injured. The mountainous province east of the Afghan capital Kabul has been the scene of intense clashes over the past couple of months as the Taliban tries to regain control of certain passes in that region. The U.S. military has solved the latest UFO sighting in Southern California. The U.S. Navy has confirmed it was testing one of its missiles fired from a ballistic missile submarine this weekend off the coast near Los Angeles. Local police stations and news outlets across the greater L.A. area were inundated with phone calls on Saturday night after thousands of people reported seeing a strong green-blue light streaking across the sky around 6 p.m. local time. The U.S. Navy says it was not able to inform the public about the test because of its classified nature. While the Navy has not confirmed more tests, L.A. area 911 dispatchers should be prepared for an interesting next few days. The Federal Aviation Administration has warned commercial jetliners to avoid the military airspace in the region outside Los Angeles for the rest of the week. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.